Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
Good evening, listeners. Here's your WXRN traffic report. For anyone travelling near the city centre, there are 20 to 30 minute delays entering the city, and traffic is backed up on the highways. As you know, our city is hosting the regional baseball tournament this week. It begins this afternoon in the stadium, and attendance is expected to reach around 10,000. So if you have to commute into the city this week, we strongly encourage you to take the bus or the train.
Number 71. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 72. According to the speaker, what will begin today? Number 73. What does the speaker suggest that listeners do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, mall patrons. I'd like to direct your attention to the center court of our shopping mall today. In just 15 minutes, we're inviting you to join us there for a high-energy fitness meets fashion show. We'll be showcasing a variety of looks for winter athletic apparel from different stores here in the mall. After the show, there'll be physical trainers on hand for those who have questions about winter gear and how to train outdoors during the cold weather. And one of the clothing companies participating, Urban Olympiad, has just set up a new store on the ground floor. They've opened their doors for the first time today.
Number 74. Where is the announcement taking place? Number 75. What does the speaker say will happen immediately after today's event? Number 76. What does the speaker say about Urban Olympiad? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, I'm calling about a problem I had with your bus service. I ride the 6 o'clock bus home from work. Yesterday evening I waited for the bus for an hour in the rain before giving up and taking a taxi. I checked your company's website for news about delays, but there wasn't any current information posted, so I decided to call this information hotline. Can you tell me if there's been a change to the bus schedule? I need to know today, please, before my workday ends. My phone number is 555-0127. Thanks.
Number 77. What business is the speaker calling? Number 78. Why did the speaker take a taxi? Number 79. What would the speaker like to know? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
I'd like to start our weekly personnel department meeting with a hiring update for the Dubai office. As you know, we've been working hard to fill several managerial positions there by the beginning of summer. So far, we haven't received any applications from qualified candidates outside the company, and, well, the deadline to submit was May 15th. So since several current employees have applied, I want the team to start interviewing them next week. Please be on the lookout for the interview schedule, which I'll email you shortly.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"The deadline to submit was May 15th.
Number 82. According to the speaker, what will happen next week? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome to our quarterly staff meeting. First, I want to encourage you to read the business section in today's Newville Times. You'll see there that we received the award for the best household moving company in the area. But keep in mind, there's a new moving company opening soon in the city. In order to maintain our successful business, we've invested in 10 more moving trucks and hired some new drivers. The trucks are expected to be here by the end of the month.
Number 83. What did the Newville Times recently do? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"There's a new moving company opening soon in the city"?
Number 85. What has the business bought recently? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you regularly use video conferencing to connect with colleagues working in other locations? Well, then Connectivity 3.0 is the program for you. With normal video conferencing systems, you need to set up special phone numbers, various access codes, and special equipment for your meeting. Aren't there better ways to use your time? With Connectivity 3.0, just download our application onto your smartphone or tablet, and you're ready to immediately join your video conference. Visit our website to watch a step-by-step video of how easy it is to use. Connectivity 3.0. Simplify collaboration.
Number 86. What is Connectivity 3.0? Number 87. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Aren't there better ways to use your time?"
Number 88. What does the speaker say listeners can do on a website? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
The first agenda item for this manager's meeting concerns the transition to our new inventory tracking software. The new version of the program is substantially different than the one we've been using. This software will allow us to track every single item in our inventory, regardless of which warehouse it's located in. This will benefit our customers by reducing the time it takes to ship their orders to them. We will start training employees on using the software next week. Ms. Ji-Min Han, a trainer from the software company, will be on site all week to do the training.
Number 89. According to the speaker, what will be changing at the company? Number 90. What will the company be able to do for customers? Number 91. What will Ms. Han be doing? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Mayu. There's a new office space that just came on the market that we haven't advertised yet. I think you'd really like it. It's right downtown, just like you wanted. The only problem may be that the rent is higher than your initial range, but the office space is larger than the others I have shown you. If you foresee expanding your business, though, it might be something you'd be interested in. Now, I'll need you to let me know as soon as you get this message if you are interested. I can wait to advertise the property until I hear back from you, but I can't hold it for long.
Number 92. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 93. What does the speaker say is a problem? Number 94. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
Okay, everyone. Just a quick meeting before we open the ice cream shop today. If you take a look at this chart, you'll see this week's winning ice cream flavor. As promised, the flavor that got the most votes will be discounted by 25% for a week. I'd like to thank Tomas again for his creative idea of holding this weekly contest. Our customers have loved this promotion, and it has really increased sales. I know a lot of you have great ideas, too. Remember, you can share them with me anytime.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Which ice cream flavor will be discounted this week? Number 96. Why does the speaker thank Tomas? Number 97. What does the speaker remind the listeners to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and table.
Hi, I'm calling from Mansfield Electric Company to remind you that your electricity bill was due Friday, July 1st. Since your payment is 10 days overdue, a late fee has been added to your account balance. Please pay the bill plus your 10-day late fee on our website at www.mansfieldelectrical.com. We also offer an auto payment feature on our website. If you sign up for this service, you'll be required to provide a credit card or bank account number. After that, your future bills will be paid automatically on the day they are due. If you have questions about this option, please call us at 555-0128. Thank you.
Number 98. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 99. Look at the graphic. How much is the listener's late fee? Number 100. What must the listener provide to sign up for a service? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.